The Hockey Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100 times your entry in NBA, MLB, MMA, NHL, golf, and more. Sign up today at UnderdogFantasy.com using promo code HGP to get a 100% deposit match. Plus, we're brought to you by NFL Draft Bingo. Play NFL Draft Bingo for a free chance to score a $100 SGPN gift card exclusively on the SGPN app. Hello and welcome to the Hockey Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. I am your host, Ryan Gilbert. Once again, riding solo here on Tuesday, April 23rd. Going to be looking at the three-game slate here for April 24th on Wednesday. Before we get into that, though, make sure you are subscribed to the Hockey Gambling Podcast on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Leave us a five-star rating and review, and we'll read it at the end of the show. Also, make sure you follow us on Twitter at HockeySGPN and get in the Discord, sg.pn/Discord. Always a good time in there. It's going to go another quick show here, going through the three-game slate for Wednesday night. Picks, props, going through all maybe some series picks as well. But going to start with the big news of the day is that Thatcher Demko, the goaltender for the Vancouver Canucks, is not playing tonight. I believe that game kicks off at 10 o'clock. I think that's the late game tonight. The odds have already shifted quite a bit for the Predators, who led most of that game 2-1 before the Canucks came back to win that one 4-2 in game one. When I heard that news, I immediately was much more confident in my take for the Predators to win the series at plus 260. Definitely worth adding that. Right now, I'm seeing you can still get the Preds at plus 220 to win the series. If they win this game two against Casey DeSmith, which I think they should, I think that price should come down a lot. Predators could be tied 1-1 going back home with Thatcher Demko having another knee injury. That apparently is what is being reported. He's questionable for the rest of the series. And like, this is just another Vancouver Canucks goaltender. I saw a tweet from Rob Williams that each time the Canucks have made the playoffs in the past four times, they had, of course, the Demko injured, Markstrom injured in 2020, Ryan Miller in 2015, Corey Schneider in 2013. And of course, we all remember the Roberto Luongo shit situation there a few years before that. But yeah, the Canucks-Predators series was something where Demko coming back was a big thing for that series. But if he's not going to be in there and it's UC Saros against Casey DeSmith, it's going to be a Predators, should be a Predators win for that series. Vancouver still has the depth, but the goaltending is going to be key in that series as it is in all series throughout those playoffs. Speaking of that, we've seen some huge saves in that second period of the Lightning-Panthers game. Bobrovsky made an insane save. We tweeted that one out, so go check that out if you haven't seen it. Just behind-the-back save, incredible. Vasilevsky's been trading them back and forth as well. So 10 Bell saves on both sides there in the Battle of Florida. Rangers are currently up 4-2 on the power play right now against the Capitals. So not looking too good for my Caps bet for the series. But, you know, it's going back to D.C. for Games 3 and 4. So we'll see what happens there. Last night, speaking of not looking too good, the Islanders, they were up 3-0. Hurricanes absolutely stormed back in the second period, scored one, scored two in the third period, including two in 9 seconds to tie the game and take the lead. And then Jake Guentzel got the empty net goal, which the Islanders were not too happy about, but the Islanders really came out of that one just looking like giant man babies. They got outshot 39-12. Shot attempts were like 110-38. So Hurricanes absolutely dominating there. That more shots on goal in the series bet for the Canes is looking pretty good. And then we got our first road win in game one last night with Vegas beating the Dallas 4-3. Stars did outshoot them 29-15, but Vegas got an early goal from Mark Stone, went up 2-0 and never looked back there. Stars looked like they were making it a game in the third period, especially with Mason Marchment just throwing one on net and Logan Thompson missing it. But Knights took game one. Game two of that will be tomorrow, so I'll get into that game. And of course, the Oilers, Connor McDavid, 5 assists. Zach Hyman, hat trick there. Thank God his parents paid for all those goals. He was able to record a hat trick in the playoffs there. But so, yeah, we got some good playoff games here this evening as well. Props are looking good so far. So hopefully you guys were able to get in on some of those. I got goals from Stamkos, got goals from Point as well. And of course, the Kucherov assist. That seems to be a gimme nowadays for him. But yeah, before getting into these games for Wednesday, make sure you check out the Sports Gambling Podcast, NFL Draft Props, Mock Drafts, and their NFL Draft Watch Party. Tune in Thursday night on the Sports Gambling Podcast YouTube page and hang with the guys for the best NFL Draft Watch Party out there. Plus, giving away a $100 SGPN gift card with NFL Draft Bingo only in the SGPN app. Just go to sg.pn/app or download the SGPN app in your App Store or Google Play Store. Yeah, a $100 gift card per each bingo. You can get some nice Hockey Gambling Podcast merch with that, so make sure you check that out. But all right, going into this three-game slate for Wednesday, April 24th, starting with the Boston Bruins at the Toronto Maple Leafs. Game itself is in Toronto. Maple Leafs are minus 112. Bruins are minus 108. Over-under is at 5.5, overpaying off minus 122, with the under at plus 102 here. This is going to be more of like a wait-and-see game here. You know, back and forth in game two there with Matthews ultimately scoring the game-winning goal in the third period. Toronto has outshot Boston in each of the first two games thus far. So I would lean that way coming home. They're, you know, minus 112, right, pretty much a pick-em there. Not a bad look. I don't hate this game to go to overtime either at plus 310. Game two certainly looked that way and could see a similar situation here with the Bruins and Maple Leafs. But, you know, if you like the Leafs in this game, just take them at, I think you can find them at plus 100 to win this series. If they take a 2-1 series lead, have a chance to go up 3-1 in game four at home, I think that's going to be big for them. Obviously, William Nylander is the big storyline there. He's missed the first two games with some sort of mystery, undisclosed injury. Apparently, he's a possibility for game three, according to Sheldon Keefe, said earlier on Tuesday, so keep an eye out for that. I would imagine that the Bruins will go back to Swayman in game three. He started game one, Allmark went game two, so could see that continue to alternate goalies there, potentially just staying with Swayman if he does end up getting the win. But I like the Leafs here, minus 112. Maybe sprinkle the draw, plus 310 should be another close game here, I think, between these two original six teams. But going ahead to some props here, I'm going to go Ilya Lyubushkin under 1.5 blocks at plus 130. I wish Talon was here. I'm not sure why he's seen a decrease in ice time, but he only played 14-something and 13-something in games one and two of the series so far. 0 blocks in either of those games. So if you can get plus 130 on under 1.5 blocks for a defenseman that has no blocks through two games and isn't playing that much, I'm definitely going to be taking that. Also going to be looking for John Tavares either to get a point at minus 140 or score a goal at plus 195. He did have a goal in game two. He scored a goal in 4 of 6 games and 2 of his past 4. That might be the better play at plus 195 than just taking the point at minus 140. He does have a point in 4 or 5 games, 7 of 10 and 13 of his past 20. So maybe take a look there for Jonathan Tavares to get a goal. Here it is at plus 155 at DraftKings, but I believe it's plus 195 at FanDuel, so make sure you shop around on these props. Going to stick with the Maple Leafs here. Going to go with Austin Matthews over 4.5 shots on goal at minus 160. He had 5 shots on 9 attempts in game one, 8 shots on goal on 12 attempts in game two. So finally found the back of the net. He's going to be keeping that stick going there as he returns home to Toronto. He's gone over 4.5 shots on goal in 5 straight games, 6 of his past 7 and 13 of his past 20 overall. And against the Bruins, he's gone over 5 or more shots in 7 of 9 head-to-head games since 2022, including 6 of 7 this year. So I like Austin Matthews over 4.5. If you want to ladder that up, go ahead. If your book offers that, I think Matthews should be coming out firing here at home in game three. Then going to go over to the Bruins side. Going to go with something I've kind of written a lot here. Pavel Zacha to get an assist at around plus 150 here at DraftKings. He's on that top line with David Pastrnak, and I believe Danton Heinen's on that top line. Also, the key thing is that he's on the top power play unit, and he tends to get in on the action there. He has an assist in 6 of the past 10 games, 13 of his past 20, and two of his last three against Toronto. So rather than trying to, you know, get a pass from that goal or get a Marchand point or something like that, just go for Zaka assist plus 150. There should be some value there on that one. So yeah, that's game 3 for the Bruins and Leafs. Going down to the next game on the docket here, going to be the Vegas Golden Knights at the Dallas Stars here for game 2. I believe the Stars are rather big favorites here. Let me pull up the odds for us here. Stars are minus 170. Golden Knights are plus 142. Over under is at 5.5, over paying off minus 130. With the under at plus 110. As I was saying before, Dallas played well against Vegas. They outshot them 29-15. The difference really was the power play. Vegas went 2-for-2 on the power play. Dallas went 0-for-2, so that was the difference. But, you know, Dallas was better at 5-on-5. And I believe in Jake Oettinger here, so, you know, Dallas minus 170 might be a bit too juicy for you. Look for Stars plus 150 on the series. Everyone came into the series thinking the Stars would have a good chance. They weren't great against Vegas in the regular season, but all three of those games came early in the year. Dallas had ended the regular season on a 17-4 stretch. So I'm just mostly not confident in Vegas's goaltending. Logan Thompson allowed that week 1, the third goal for Mason Marchment there. So I think Dallas bounces back here. And I think getting them at plus 150 to take the series instead of just minus 170 for this game, I like that. I also do like the under 5.5 at plus 110. There weren't many scoring chances in the second or third period of last night's game 1. So I see more of that in game 2 rather than the open first period of game 1. Under 5.5 plus 110, under 6 minus 120 is out there if you like the push insurance for a 4-2 game. And this is, you know, another game. We're going to say this about a lot of these games, but this could definitely go to overtime. Plus 330. Last night's game 1 felt like it was going to go to overtime. Could see that happening here. Could see a 2-2 game into overtime if you prefer that, or a 3-3. Let me see what those correct scores are. Neither team to score 3 goals in regulation is plus 340. Another team to score 4 is plus 125. Don't hate that. And correct score in regulation is not there, but correct score including overtime, Golden Knights 3-2 is 12-1, and Stars 3-2 is plus 950. 4-3 are 14-1 and 13-1. So you can look at something like that, or if you can find or Game Prots. Here you go. Game Prots 60 minutes, 2-2, 11-1, 3-3, 13-1. I could see either of those hitting if you have like a small free bet you want to sprinkle on one of those. Once again, here we do have some props. Mason Marchment over 1.5 shots on goal at minus 166. He's playing on the second line for the Stars with Matt Duchene and Tyler Seguin. I believe he's also on the second power play unit. Yep. He's gone over 2 shots in 7 straight, has had at least 3 shots in 3 straight games. So maybe check a ladder out there. And he's gone over 1.5 shots on goal in 15 of 19 games there. So I do like that one. I'm going to stick with his lineman here. Matt Duchene going to go under, not to record a point, at minus 120. He only has points in 2 of his last 11 games. He did not record a point against the Vegas Golden Knights this season, and only had a point in 7 of his final 26 games to end the season. I don't know if he's more of a defensive role at home against the Knights here as at second line, but that could be the case with, you know, Ben Johnston and Stankoven as the third line getting more time there. But, you know, I'm expecting a low scoring game, probably like a 3-2 type of game. So if Duchene probably won't be one of those guys, get a point. So I like minus 120 if you like fading certain players there. What is that on DraftKings? DraftKings, that is at minus 120. Yeah, so perfect there. They're going to go over to the other side, go to the Vegas Golden Knights. I think if they are to score a few goals, it is going to be Jack Eichel doing some damage. He's plus 160 here at DraftKings to score a goal, but he's plus 200 at FanDuel, you know, 40 cent difference. He scored a goal in 5 of his past 10 games, 10 of his past 20. Also do like him to get an assist, you know, possibly split the unit in half, or split it, you know, 0.75 on the assist, 0.25 on the goal. Eichel assist is at plus 130. He had 2 assists in game 1, including 1 on the power play. If you want to look for a power play point, at plus 230. 6 of his past 9 games, he has an assist in 10 of his past 20. and he had an assist in 6 of the past 9 games head-to-head against Dallas. So Eichel's been kind of leading the way there for them. As I mentioned, power play point plus 230. He has it in 2 straight, 4 of his past 5 and 6 of his past 9. If you look for a longer play, I don't hate Noah Hanifin at plus 360. He had an assist on the opening goal in game 1. He quarterbacks the first power play unit, so getting plus 360 is a better look, better odds. I'm not sure if it's as confident of a play. I would likely go with Eichel, but if you want to add something else, Hanifin's not a horrible look. What else do I have here? I think William Karlsson could be a good look to get a point at plus 105. He plays on the second line, I believe, for the Golden Knights. He's just someone that always seems to show up in the playoffs ever since that first season, inaugural season for the Golden Knights. So plus 105 for him to get a point. He has a point in 3 of his past 5 games, 7 of his past 10, 12 of his past 20, and 63% overall this season. So could see him getting in on the action like that at plus odds. And then going to go with the trade deadline addition, Tomas Hertl, to get a point at plus 110. He is on that second line with Stevenson and Stone. He's on the top power play unit. So he had a point in 4 of 6 games in the regular season with the Golden Knights. Also had a point in game 1. He was a big playoff performer for the San Jose Sharks. Shout out the Sharks there back in those days. So give me a Tomas Hertl goal or his point at plus 110. For the final prop there. All right, make sure you guys check out Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. It's also the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Playing their pick'em game is as simple as selecting higher or lower on player stats like points, assists, shots on goal, or saves. Make entries of hockey or mix and match across your favorite sports. You can win up to 100 times your money, and it's a ton of fun. Underdog's available in 30-plus states, including California, Texas, and even Canada. They also just launched in Florida with their champions, their player-versus-player format, so make sure you check that out at underdogfantasy.com or the Underdog Fantasy app. Use promo code HGP to get a 100% deposit match up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy, promo code HGP. Capitals just made it a game 4-3 here in the final few minutes. So I'll be monitoring that game as we close this out. But I go into the final game on Wednesday night, the Los Angeles Kings at the Edmonton Oilers. Game itself is in Edmonton. Oilers are minus 192. Kings are plus 160. Over-unders at 6, overpaying off minus 112 with the under at minus 108. Oilers just absolutely took it to the Kings there. In game 1, I think as many people expected, maybe not a 7-4 win, but something high scoring, 45-37 were the shots on goal. Edmonton, you know, didn't sweep the season series, but won 3 out of 4, including the 2 latest games, 4-1 and 4-2, both in Edmonton. They've now won 3 straight against the Kings, all by 2 goals at 4-2, 4-1, and 7-4. So yeah, the Oilers do seem like the play here. Puck line at plus 140 would be the look I go for. They do seem to take it to the Kings here a little bit, especially at home. I was looking back at their previous playoff matchups, and that tended to be the case. Kings, you know, Cam Talbot and Dave Rittich just don't seem to be it between the pipes. Not sure who's going to get the start. But yeah, the Oilers here are the play. And given how the things are shaken out in the other series in the Pacific between the Canucks, the Demko injury, and the Predators, I don't mind taking the Oilers to make the Stanley Cup final. To win the Western Conference, you can get plus 350. To win the Stanley Cup, you can get plus 700. I guess there's an argument to be made to wait for them to have a slip up where their goaltending, you know, isn't as great and they're able to get a better price. But I see them winning game 2. Maybe they lose game 3 and the price gets a bit better. But I think 3.5 to 1 for the conference, given their path in a weaker Pacific. Or 7-1 to win the cup. You know, this could finally be the Oilers year. McDavid showed up with 5 assists last game. Zach Hyman hat trick, as I mentioned. So I think this is the Oilers series to lose, as it has been in the past 2 times when they met with the Kings in the playoffs. All right, got some props here again, of course. Going with Victor Arvidsson for the Kings, over 2.5 shots on goal, minus 155. He's gone over 2.5 shots on goal in 10 of the past 11 meetings head-to-head. He only played 18 games in the regular season, including one game that he only played 17 seconds, and he got three or more shots on goal in 14 of those 18 games. So he's just a one-man shooting gallery when he does, when he's healthy. When he's in the lineup, he shoots the puck, and that's what you like to see as a prop bettor here. I'm not seeing props available on DraftKings, but I know this is available either on FanDuel or BetMGM. So I do like that at minus 155. Could look for a ladder too. He had 4 shots in 9 of 18 regular season games and 5 shots in 5 of 18. So should get a good price on those. Kings should be able to fire a lot of pucks on net with them losing here. They're going to go with Connor McDavid here. McDavid over 1.5 assists at plus 165 or just over 1.5 points at minus 122. He had 5 assists in game 1, 2 or more assists in 10 of his past 20 games. Also in 3 straight against the Kings. But if you want to look at just his points, he has over 1.5 points in 7 of his past 10 games, 14 of 20, and in 55% of his games this season. So, you know, he hasn't been shooting as much, so I'm not going to take him to score a goal, but it definitely would not surprise me if he's able to get one against the Kings here in game 3, if you do want to look that way. I would then go with over 1.5 points at minus 122, but I could just see him setting up Hyman for a few more at a plus 165 there. I also going to go with Evan Bouchard over 2.5 shots on goal at, don't have the price here, but I think it's around minus 140. Let me pull that up on my phone real quick. Minus 105, just about a pick him. He had, I believe, 5 shots on, or 3 shots on goal in game 1. He's gone over 3 shots on goal in 4 or 5 games. 7 of his past 10 and 10 of his past 20 as well. 12 of his past 20 and 4 or 5 head to head. So Bouchard's going to get in, you know, fire the puck here. He's a good offensive defenseman, especially against the Kings, especially on the power play. So that's where I like him also to get an assist here at minus 110. He had 4 assists in game 1, an assist in 3 straight games, and 9 of 10 head to head here against the Kings. Like I said, the Kings can't contain the Oilers or their power play, and that usually leads to Bouchard getting an assist. Maybe Bouchard power play point plus 185. He's been insane against them head-to-head, so that could be a good look as well if you're looking for some plus odds. I'm going to go for Warren Fogle over 2.5 goals, 2.5 shots on goal at minus 105. Over 2.5 goals would be quite the call there, but three or more shots at minus 105 and 5 shots in game 1. He's had 5 straight games with 3 or more shots on goal, 7 of his past 10, 11 of his past 20. Rangers here win 4-3 in game 2 to take a 2-0 series lead. Not too surprising there. But yeah, going back to this. Yeah, Warren Fogle playing on the second line with Nugent Hopkins and Leon Draisaitl. I'm assuming that's going to stay together. And you know, if he's playing with them, if he's playing in the top 6 and he's going to be firing shots on net, I don't mind taking him ladder up to 5. He had 5 shots on goal on 7 attempts in game 1. He had 13 shot attempts in the final game of the regular season in Colorado. No, they wasn't very important, but still, you know, so yeah, Fogle over 2.5 shots there at minus 105. Then on the Kings side of things, if anything's going to happen, it's going to be Adrian Kempe. You can look for him to get a point. I believe that's at minus 190. But this is a spot where, as I talked about last night's show, I'm going to split it between him to get a goal at plus 230 and then an assist at plus 100. He has a goal in 2 straight, 5 of his past 10 and 9 of his past 20. He has an assist in 2 straight, 6 of his past 10 and 12 of his past 20. So there's a decent chance that you are able to hit both of these bets. I see a high-scoring game here. I do like the over in the game. I don't think I mentioned that, but I don't trust Skinner. I don't trust Talbot. I don't trust Redditch. I don't trust Jack Campbell if he comes up from the AHL to give Tally's boy a shout out. So I think Adrian Kempe is a good look to either get a point. That's minus 190 if you just want to lay that. But either a goal and or assist at plus 230 or plus 100 would be the way I would go for that one there. It looks like Lightning Panthers, 3rd period underway. Still tied at 2 there. It should be a good finish there in Florida. We have the Avs and Jets about to get the puck drop on that one. And the Predators Canucks after that. So it should be another good night of hockey here. We'll be back on Wednesday. Joel will be joining me on Wednesday evening. Should be around 6 p.m. Eastern time if you want to join us live. Only two games Thursday. But we're talking to talk about some futures here. So, you know, how the series are looking so far, because, you know, things are you know, a few games in now, two, three games. So we'll have something to talk about. Talk about some futures. Talk about some Conn Smythe, some trends we're seeing and whatnot. So yeah, Rangers are up 2-0 in the series now. I'm going to wait to see if there are any odds come up for that, but I can't imagine anything will be up that quick. No, there it is. Minus 2,500 for the Rangers to win the series. But the Rangers minus one and a half. Rangers minus 2.5 games is minus 320. I don't know. I could see the Capitals going back home and winning a game or two. That the Rangers looked this good against the Devils last year, and of course the Devils did come back and win it. I know this Capitals team is not the Devils team of last year, but you know, the Rangers team isn't playing great and is relying on their special teams and goaltending, so don't hate that. I'm looking at the other series prices. Oilers minus 400 already. I think that's a bit steep. If you're not a believer in the Oilers, plus 330 for the Kings, like, I don't know how I can say that's not that steep when I'm backing them to make the Stanley Cup final. I guess minus 400 just after one game is a bit steep. Bruins Leafs minus 120 plus 100 lean to the Leafs there. I like the Stars in this series plus 130. You're able to find a better odds elsewhere though. Let me see where plus 150. Not sure where that's at, but there should be a plus 150 out there. If not, plus 135 is fine with me. And then yeah, Canes are minus 1600 against the Islanders. Islanders are 9-1. I don't think you can parlay those two on. Yeah, you can parlay it down to minus 1,000. So, Archer, here's a bet you can make here. Rangers series winner, Canes series winner, minus 1,000. Make a nice jump, bridge jumper bet there for that one. But yeah, make sure you are subscribed to the Hockey Gambling Podcast, where you listen to your podcast, as well as on YouTube. We'll be throwing out some prop bets for the late games here when we do go live. So make sure you do check us out live if you are able to on YouTube. Get to join us in the chat as well. I'm going to be answering some questions. Going to be plenty of time to kill with there's only two games on Thursday and smaller slates. So make sure you don't be shy there. Get in the chat, leave some comments, all that good stuff there. Now let me find some props for the later games. My power play points are Quinn Hughes and Philip Forsberg. I have a Connor Garland assist. I have Juuse Saros over 2.5 goals against, which I like more now because, you know, Vancouver should be playing a more up-tempo game trying to score. No, they don't have their starting goalie in net. And then JT Miller, assist minus 105, goal plus 200. I think he comes through for us there. All right. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at HockeySGPN if you want to get involved in that Twitter account. Just shoot us a DM, shoot me a DM on Twitter, or, you know, get in the Discord, sg.pn/Discord, hockey channel, and we'll point you in the right direction there. All right, I am Ryan Gilbert. You can follow me on Twitter at rgilbertsob. See ya.